that's a evergreen, and there's, I don't know, several more that I couldn't think of right now, but mostly water oaks and the evergreen oak.
All right, there's a kind of tree we talked about before that has the little red fruit on it that has the little seed, a little pit inside.
Cherry tree.
All right. There's another kind of tree that has, some people refer to it just as a large bush that has shiny green leaves and white flowers. And the distinguishing thing about it is the leaves turn red, bright red in the fall. Have you heard of a sumac or a shumac?
Yeah, sumac. Oh, poison. They poisoned me.
They are?
I got poisoned one time. My hands started to rot it off.
Are all of them poisoned?
Oh, yeah. That sumac is very poisonous.
Now, is it a tree or a bush?
It's a bush.
It's a bush. And its leaves turn red?
Yes.
This is mm-hmm. the one.
They're beautiful, but don't ever break one.
You have to break it and get the sap sort of on you, too.
Yes, it really will get you. A neighbor and me dug some up one time thinking it was granddaddy graybeards. And we
saw granddaddy graybeards?
They're trees that have, in the spring they bloom and have long tags like white beard.
Oh, they do? Uh-huh. I've never seen them.
And they're called Grancy graybeards. And so we saw the big tree, you know. And we went to got our shovels and we dug, you know, the little plants were all around the tree. Well, we thought it was a little granddaddy graybeard. And the next day I brought some and over Darlene's even planted some of them for me. And when Jack came in, he said, "You know what your mama has planted? You know, nothing in the world but shoemake." I said, "Oh, Jack, I know that's not shoemake." Well, I knew it the next day, honey. I had to go to the doctor. And she did too. They left the next day on a trip, and they got somewhere up in the about 1,000 miles from their home, and she had to stop and go to the doctor. Oh, it's terrible. So I don't know.
Are there other kinds of things that you can touch that you'll get poison from?
Yes, there's this little old poison oak they call it. It's a little low bush stuff that's all over around here in our house too. It used to poison it, but it hasn't. Had that
light. Is it the same thing as poison ivy?
No, poison ivy runs. It runs,
oh, it
runs up on the trees.
What's the difference in the leaves? Do the leaves look different?
Yeah, they're different.
If you were out walking in the woods picking berries, say with your grandchildren, you might tell them, "Now, be careful, don't eat any of those because some berries are
poison."
What are some kinds of berries that you can eat?
Well, there's the huckleberry and the blueberry and the dewberries and the bryberries.
You still haven't got the two of them all. There's kinds that you grow in your garden. They're small and red.
Strawberries.
And also another kind are
raspberries. We don't have those here.
You don't?
No.
Do they have any mountain laurel?
Oh, yes. On the creek bank.
It's a
bush. It goes up. Well, they make big bush beautiful when it's a blooming.
Do they have any rhododendron?
Yes, you see a little, not much. It's not.
It's different from laurel.
Oh, yes, it's different, I think, from the mountain laurel.
And there's a kind of tree that's really characteristic of the South that has the big, huge trees with big white blossoms on them.
Magnolia.
All right, can you hear that roll? Everybody knows down here, but that's
the back door. Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, that's the state flower.
When your husband was living, how did you refer to him when you were speaking to other people? Would you call him my husband or my man or the mister?
I usually called him by his name if it was someone I knew, but of course, you know, I'd say my husband.